Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, friends.
You won't believe what we're doing today.
We're doing a late night episode.
But not just a late night. It's we're winging it.
Yeah, we didn't even produce a topic.
Well, I was like, Brandon, what are we going to talk about? I'm like, what are we going to talk about? What are we going to talk about? And we sat there just watching Real Housewives.
We just stared at each other and watched.
And he's like, ready? And I'm like, drama. What are we going to talk about? And he's like, we're just going to wing it. So.
Well, and then I thought we were going to think about a topic. And then Nicole's like, let's just do it.
I have a list, but there's certain things that I want to do more research on, you know, certain things that I'm like, that'd be better as a guest. I don't know.
It is hard. We need to, well, specifically me, because I'm the scheduler, need to be better at scheduling things.
Yeah, we have a lot of people that want to do our podcast. Mm. But we just need to reschedule them. I'm pretty free.
I wish. What a treat. What a dream.
Well, I mean, if this ends up being okay, we could regularly do this, but we could also just not. I actually think a lot of people do this. I think a lot of podcasts, people just get on and they talk about whatever. And then they're kind of like, what did we talk about the most? And that's what they name the podcast episode.
Which we come in with a plan.
Yeah, we always plan it beforehand, but
we
first,
know what we're gonna do.
Which honestly doesn't seem like us.
No,
I mean, I think it's the anxiety of like, oh, I don't want us to run out of something to talk about, type thing. You know.
Which I mean, with us, it's hard.
I mean, we could realistically talk on and on forever. I want to keep it mainly planty, but naturally, we're just gonna go off on tangents about life and stuff,
which people love. They tell us all the time.
Apparently, I still don't believe y'all, but I guess here you go. I still can't believe how big your Nepenthes is. Maybe you should bring that out for the mice.
Well, I think it's it's looking really
huge.
Good. But like, see that one that's yellow? It's kind of dying a little bit. But like, this
When's the last time you repotted it? Like, and gave it some new fresh soil, or like, even flushed it and like got rid of anything in there? Like, never.
2.5 years ago.
What the hell? How is that thing still going?
Well, I have to water it every 3 days. It's truly a nightmare.
I don't know how you do that. I mean, it does have some pitchers up in there. There's a little bit, some baby plants.
Well, the thing with Nepenthes is when they're big like that, they will keep growing, but they'll keep dying. It's like when they light a fuse on both ends, you know? It's like it keeps going from one, but then it dies from the other.
I'm going to take a picture of it so that people can see that.
It is huge.
It's a big boy.
I do have a cutting from it in the cabinet that's thriving.
Where is it?
The far cabinet.
Mm-hmm. Your pings are looking nice and good.
Pings are just my bread and butter.
Are they still bringing you joy? You still love them so much.
If I could get rid of all the other plants, I'd just keep the pings.
Oh my gosh, that makes me so happy. I love
like,
that.
If I were forced to be like, you could only have 10 plants, I would have eight pings.
They do bring me enough joy. Yeah. I mean, like, they're not like any other plant where there's like this foliage and like jungle vibe that they give, you know? But it's my favorite thing to check on.
They give coral reef vibes.
Yeah. I really do someday soon want to make like a big arrangement and something. Because even people tag me in them. People who I apparently got into pings. Oh, be careful, Brandon. People apparently that I inspired to get pings have such cool setups that I don't even have. And I'm like, y'all are just going for it.
What are their setups like?
Like, they have their big rocks, their big lava rock, and like, it's just huge. And I don't know. There's something about like every time I end up making a little arrangement, I end up taking it apart because I don't know why. I just like them individually sometimes.
Well, I think I do too. I think we need like 10 of each type and then we'll be okay with arrangements.
Yeah, I do though, because Twin Cities houseplant event is coming up next month. If y'all are local, me and Brandon are going to be there and we're going to be recording.
Live recording.
I don't know if it's going to be a type of thing where we have a little audience like Boozy did.
I've been a little bit worried about it. We'll need some speakers.
Yeah.
And I don't...
Otherwise, we can just kind of do maybe what we did at PlantCon, where we just recorded and people could maybe walk by, but it's not like... I mean, it's going to end up being so awkward because there are going to be people just standing around wanting to listen to the whole thing. I don't know. So we'll have to figure it out. I don't know what y'all want us to do, but we're going to be there. But the reason
Let us know.
Reagan, during Dionysus, they're going to be there and they're going to do a little workshop, ping workshop. How fun.
What a treat. What a dream.
I'm so excited. So I'm like, I don't want us to be like sitting around the whole time. I want us to be able to actually have stuff. I don't know. I need to, ahead of time, we need to order some stuff. Maybe have some stickers, some tote bags, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see. Maybe some real houseplant merch. Because I would love to do that.
We are the real house plants.
Well, because I was like, okay, that actually does make sense. Even if people don't have no real housewives, people like collecting real house plants because there's fake house plants and real house plants. So yeah. It does kind of make sense. Anyways, whatever.
Also, y'all, in case you didn't know, I'm sure we've talked about this before, but I have converted Nicole to be a real housewives stan.
Okay, here's the thing. I think
she's going to probably get through all the seasons of every...
Before
I do. Yeah, you're...
I'm gonna be pressuring you then to get along with it and get caught.
You'll be like, get on to New York. Did you see what Bethany did?
So I think it took me so long because my mom, and if she's listening, she knows, my mom's a real shit talker about the housewives. She does not like...
Well, the thing about Bravo is there's no heroes. There's only villains.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you kind of can hate them.
Yeah.
I mean, she doesn't hate them as much as like Kardashians. She's one of those people who's like,
whoa. But did you see that Kim Kardashian is the next Bachelorette?
You're lying.
No, it's dead ass.
No, you're lying. Are you serious?
It was in partnership with the Bachelorette ABC account.
What the hell?
She talked about it in the last episode of the Kardashians on Hulu.
That's crazy. Why don't we have some type of matchmaker thing?
Two-turnt Tony is trying to claim that he's the next Bachelor.
What the hell is that?
The duck guy.
What?
He has like the flow, the ducks. He like blew up on early TikTok. Okay. I guarantee you, you look at him and you'll know. Where's my phone? Who's Hunky Dory?
Okay, y'all. I'll do my little endorsement for Real Housewives because I've been trying. Then now I've been converting. It's like a religion. It's a cult.
No, you are an MLM recruiter right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, right now getting people into Housewives. Okay, here's the thing. I didn't know it was so good and juicy and moves along so quickly. And y'all, if someone told me that these wives were hooking up with each other long ago, I would have watched. I did not know this.
And there have been lesbian arcs for a long time.
I did not know this. It's tea. Each season gets crazier. It's nuts. I'm here for it. There's the reunions. Like it's so good. But it's crazy because I watched Vanderpump Rules first.
You did.
I watched all that.
Which
and then,
we need to go to LA. We need to go to Sur.
We do need to go to Sur. Does someone, some plant shop, want to come host us? Maybe that's where we're going to have to go if we win this thing that we replied for. Host an event out in LA.
This is apparently our first official announcement, which it'll go out tomorrow, which we're not technically... We were cleared, but we're not supposed to announce it. But now we're announcing it.
What if it's like...
Well...
What if it's bad luck?
Well, even... We need the votes, so you guys have to vote for us. Yes, it's a public vote.
Oh, fuck. Okay, yeah.
So we are part of the Eventbrite Reconvene $20,000 grant to go on tour.
What's it called? Eventbrite
Reconvene Accelerator. It's a very strange name.
Can you find a link and post it on our Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not going to be announced until next, the 18th.
Okay, people need
officially,
to vote.
but our background checks cleared. So
they did.
Yeah, they told me they cleared.
Okay, cool.
So, anyways, we're gonna need you guys to vote for us. We don't know how the voting works. You might have to vote for us every day, multiple times a day. Just vote, vote, fucking vote.
Vote your booty off.
Bravo, bravo, bravo.
It's so that we can do something fun with the podcast.
We're going to go on tour if we win this. So you can see us in your city. You can vote. You can.
I don't know how many cities we're going to be able to get to.
I think we can do 5 tops.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Okay, but back to Real Housewives. So here's the thing, y'all, because like some of these women, I'm like, oh my God, I like kind of know you, like, or I know of you. So it's like, I mean, if you don't know Kyle Richards, whatever, like Paris Hilton's mom is on there. If you know Lisa Rinna, I mean, how do people know Lisa Rinna?
How do you not know Lisa Rinna? I mean, I couldn't tell you a single thing she did.
I saw her on the soap operas. So there's a lot of ladies that are on like the soap operas that are on it and just have
Eileen.
well-known husbands, whatever. Very interesting. Very crazy. I'm obsessed. It's so good. I've just been like binge watching it.
I love Beverly Hills. It's my favorite.
It's so juicy. These ladies are so good.
Did you know who was so quotable? Who was rumored? Trisha Paytas.
I heard that. I have a vendetta against Trisha Paytas. Don't like her. Can't like her. I just want to be done with her. Like, she's my female Jeffree Star. I don't know why people still fuck
with
her.
I used to watch her when she was like living in Malibu.
I used to watch her meltdowns on the kitchen floor.
That was two houses after I started watching her.
Yeah, I was.
I watched her like back in the beginning of the rest of our lives. Back when she was like
actually doing blackface and offensive shit.
Yes,
Brandon.
Well. It was like...
Right, it's like everybody was doing it.
The sad thing was they were, but...
Yeah, they were. Oh, my God.
I was like, what is wrong with this girl?
Yeah, when she broke up with What's-His-Face, that's when I... When she was...
Alaska Thunderfuck's brother.
What's his name?
I don't know, but he was very tall, dark hair.
Yeah, it's like a three name. It's like a something, something, something.
Yes.
Like Sarah Jessica Parker. You know what I mean? Why am I thinking like Sean something? Sean, that's gonna bother me.
Sean RuPaul Mendez.
Give me some plant updates though, Brandon.
Okay, we got a lot of plant updates.
Well, you gotta tell people what happened with the mouse, because I kinda glossed over that.
Oh, okay. So
the mice.
Here I am, last night, going to sleep. And I was like, I am so tired. I haven't been this tired in my entire life.
You do this voice.
And I literally could not stay awake. I was playing The Sims, and I bought every single Sims expansion pack last night. So I was like living my best life. But I was like, at 10 p.m., I'm like, I have to put the computer away. I just can't even do this anymore. And so I go to bed. I fall asleep at 10:30. I set my alarm or my sleep timer to turn off Bob's Burgers at 11. So I was asleep for a half an hour, and I wake up, and I'm like... Just coughing. Thank you, Canada, for this cough. Anyway, so I'm just like coughing, and I finally fall asleep. And I'm like, okay, here I go. I'm asleep now. And then I'm like, wake up, because I hear this like banging, like bam, 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 bam. And I'm like, oh my God, there's an intruder in the house, and they are breaking in. They're trying to steal our valuables.
Oh my God.
It's like they're going to come into my room and take the plants.
Sean, it is Sean. Hey. Sean Vanderwild.
Wait, Sean Vanderwild.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Like, it's the list.
Ah! I forgot about that one.
That's the one where
that
she
was before
like,
the Viner.
Had a full breakdown.
Isn't he gay now?
She dated Aaron Carter. Yeah, that dude. Sean.
I heard that, yeah.
Anthony Michael. I think I remember that. She's been with a lot of men.
That she has, but good for her.
Okay, we're back to the mouse.
Anyway, so I hear this banging. This banging. This is like pow, 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 pow. And so I'm like sitting in my bed, like shivering like a, I don't know, a banshee? Do banshees shiver? And I'm like, wow, there is someone in our house right now. I'm on my app, my Wyze app, like checking the front camera, checking the back camera, checking the locks. I'm like, the doors are locked. There's nothing on the cameras. They found a way to sneak in through the side. They came in through the park. I'm just like losing it.
The fact that everyone knows that it's a mouse coming up and they're just like, this is so dramatic.
And I'm like, okay. So I'm like, okay, well, there was nothing, whatever, whatever, whatever. But I have my door cracked like this. It's like a little wider. And then I see lights and I'm like, oh my God. Because Brenna is known to just turn on lights. She's not like an old milkmaid like me who just like puts on their little flashlight, their little lantern shuffling through the house. She's just like, I'll turn on a light. And I'm like, oh my God, I see a phone. That's a phone. That's not a light. There is someone in our house. We are going to die.
Oh my God, the drama.
And I am like adrenaline pumping through my veins. And then eventually I see Brenna walk. I can see like, you know, holding the phone. And then she goes, like, I thought she was just going to the bathroom. She goes in the office. I'm like, why is the office light on? What is going on? And then I hear a bloody murder scream. And then Brenna screams, Brennan! And I hop out of bed in my underwear. And my first thought is, I'm going to die in my underwear from
oh my
this
God.
Home invader. This is how it ends. And I'm okay with it. I will be in underwear in heaven. Because I am going to heaven, not hell. Because I'm a good little boy.
Okay.
Anyway, it wasn't a home invader. It was a mouse.
Technically a home invader.
Yes.
Just a very small one.
The smallest of home invaders. Besides the little gnats that came in the other day. But anyway, that's a whole other story. So I have to capture this mouse and I throw it outside. 3 hours later, apparently Clifford finds another one. By the way, Clifford dropped this first one on Brenna.
Yeah, he brought it to bed and was like, here you go, Mom.
Enjoy.
I would die.
Here's my little Coors Light with a feather.
I got a Snapchat about it, and I was like, well, that's my worst nightmare, because Kai has caught quite a few mice and has brought them to the bedroom, but never to the bed. She would never be like, hey, here you go. Like, she doesn't, like, Clifford loves bringing Brenna, like, toys and stuff.
All the time. A stingray. Mm-hmm. A white claw.
But now we're told we can't encourage it anymore. We're anti-toys.
No, because every time he brings up Brenna, says that. Like, whatever toy it is, in that exact voice.
She goes, thank you so much.
What a treat, what a dream.
So, the mice. And you had to discard of them.
I threw it out the door, and I was like, shit, I might have threw it a little too hard. I thought it broke a leg, but then I looked out the door? But then
it's gone?
But then I looked out the window, and it was gone. I don't know what happened in the second one.
One of the outdoor cats is going to get it now.
She got squirrels. Birthday cat got squirrels. She can get mice.
Okay, and then tell everybody what happened with your... Oh, my God, that snail is on the move. Tell everyone what happened with your betta fish.
Oh, my God, the bettas. They're so smart. They are disgustingly smart.
One hath... Oh, fighting. One hath passed away, RIP.
Yeah, so I ordered a 5 betta sorority from PNW Bettas. Mm-hmm. And they're all gorgeous. They're all fun. They all have different personalities. But I was gone at Camp LT for 48 hours. Me and Brenna had left the house. And we came back, and I had gotten a huge shipment of plants before. And I just plopped them in my fish tanks. They were all aquatic plants. And I was like, I'll deal with these later. Well, I should have just dealt with them at the time. But unfortunately, I didn't. And so I get back, and I'm like, Brenna, all the bettas are gone. They're not in the fish tank. There were 5 of them, and I can't see a single one. And so we're
you Snapchatted me, and I was like, all of them?
Literally, every single one. And I'm like, where?
All the other fish are there.
Are they? And they're just plants everywhere. And I was like, they love to nestle into the plants, just like Nicole's taking a picture of right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to like get a little
picture. And so I was like, oh, they must all be hiding. And so I like kind of start like furrowing the plants around, and there's nothing. And I'm like, oh my God, they're all gone. They're not on the floor. They're not in the behind the fish tank. Like, they're just gone. And so I was like, okay, well, I'll start like fully cleaning this tank out. Maybe they're just like deep hiding. So I turn all the filter stuff off.
This other one's like, okay, now take a picture of me.
No, they want attention. They're disgustingly smart. So I'm like,
yeah, Brandon literally pets them like they are his like pets. I mean, they are.
Yeah, they let me pick them up.
He's like, wee, and back in we go. So weird.
So I open up the filter, and because that's what I do, I bring it to the sink and then I clean out all the filters, blah, blah, blah. They're all in there, every single one. I was like, what the hell is going on? All 5 of them were in the filter. And I was like, how on earth are all 5 of you in the filter? You know what they did? I had a surface skimmer that relied on some air bubbles to float. And bettas, especially males, if you have a male, you know, because they make the little bubble nests, they know how to manipulate air. And so they sucked all the air out of the filter or the skimmer. And then the skimmer sank because there was no air to keep it afloat. And then they were like, wee! And they all went down the tubes, down the filter, through the UV filter, into the filter because they saw the shrimp getting sucked in there. And they were like, an all-you-can-eat shrimp buffet. Because when I clean out the filter, there's usually about 20 shrimp in there. But they're alive. There were 12 dead shrimp, half eaten, because they were just like, shrimp, shrimp, shrimp. And they didn't want to get out of the filter. Only one of them was freaked out. And of course, it caused it to have an aneurysm and it died. But
R.I.P.
The other 4, like, living their best lives.
Yeah, I just had a little photo shoot. They did so good.
They know, they eat it up. They're so smart. It's disgusting.
Ooh, look at that. So you're very much still enjoying your fishies.
I almost got a second fish tank today. I might still get a... We got 2 more hours before Prime Day's over.
Oh my God.
It's 159.
Is that why you were cleaning up too? You're like, where could I put this fish tank?
I was going to get like a long, short one, but that one's not on sale.
Salt water, salt water, freshwater? I don't know.
Well, I know how to do salt water because my mom had a 75-gallon salt water fish tank.
I just want you to get some fun shit. It's fun, cool things. You could put one up there. Gets a whole second one of these. It is cool. My cats would definitely jump in it, though.
No, the other day when you were like, I get it. And I was like, I felt that was the most validation I've ever received in my entire life.
I was like, yeah, I do. I get it. I was like, shit. If I had like the, I don't know, the motivation. My God, that like that one back there. That's like, look at it go. Jeez. If I had the motivation to like clean something like this regularly, I would do it. Oh my gosh, they're going crazy.
You've cleaned my fish tank once, so you know how.
It's a pain.
Awful. This one is a little easier because it's shorter.
Yeah, it does seem like in a better position and more practical. That one's so cute. Look at its little like tail. It's like a little outfit.
Well, okay, the one, the male, the small orange one next to it.
With the shredded tail?
No, look at the top fin. There's no more top fin. It's just the spine.
Just a little antenna. Oh my God. Yeah, some of these fish have gotten fucked up.
Well, I think it's because he tries to breed.
Oh my gosh, is that a long poop coming out of this one?
Yes, that's exactly what that is. Yes, it's. I can see it from here.
What
that
is the weird ring? It looks like there's a plastic ring.
Oh no, that's a that's a rubber band from when the betas got originally introduced into the tank. Oh, I noticed that today. And I was like, I gotta get that out.
How did
out.
That get there?
This one.
My gosh, wink. Look at this one came out. Like, hello. I wonder if that one's, is it more social now that the other one's dead?
Honestly, probably.
Just a little less territory to compete after.
Except the three that look alike all lived. I was like, oh.
Oh my God. All the twins.
The triplets.
So what else are you excited for? What are all your fun plan updates?
There's a triple perduncle. I was going to post it up.
You have a lot of fun Hoya flowers right now.
Look at that's 1, 2, 3. 3 on 1. There's a lot of perduncles coming out. I'm getting away at AI perduncle.
One? That looks like your...
That one is the Rosita.
Rosita, yeah. Fun. I have a bunch on my Minibel right now.
I repotted
my... Oh, did you just mess up your thing? Oh, you muted yourself somehow? Oh, no. Okay.
There we go.
You did what?
I repotted my orchid.
Oh, fun. I need to do that to mine really bad.
No, it was like shriveling.
I really like your Mathilde, whatever.
I also gave Sam about 100 cuttings. I was like, you're coming to work today, and you're coming to my car, and you're taking all of these cuttings.
Good. Well, your little one that I gave you looks good.
And it fits in that pot.
It's so cute.
I love that pot, but it doesn't fit anything.
Mm-hmm. Looks good. Yeah, it's one of those. I have a bunch of those pots that I bought, like those weird plastic orange ones that are so thin, and they do like awkwardly fit certain pots.
I need more of those because I feel like none of my pots fit anything.
Yeah, I have too many. Yeah, your propagation box.
Oh, I cleaned out the prop box.
Crazy. Yeah, it looks a lot less nuts.
It's normal. Mm-hmm. I found those seedlings that I lost.
I think I see the seeds that I gave you rooting.
Yes, they're right by there. But there's also two. I don't know where they are. But there were, you know, when I was like, I don't know where those seedlings went.
You found them?
I found them.
Nice.
They were growing.
Joy, joy.
Also, look at how big that Monstera elbow is.
Oh my God, literally. Okay, last time I was here, it was just like about to like pop out a new leaf. Like it was just barely coming out.
And it's put, look at it, it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 leaves now.
That's nuts. Isn't pond just crazy?
And the roots? You should see the fucking roots.
Yeah, y'all, put your elbow in pond or semi-hydro in general. Or your tie, whatever, anything. The elbows grow so fast in there.
Well, even the tie has 4 leaves now. It had 2. When I repotted it like 2 months ago, it has 2 more leaves.
I think it's growing a lot faster than when it was in soil.
Yeah, but it's growing really weird. I didn't really know where to put it because it's like so wide.
Yeah, they take up some room. Mine had like the light source all on one side, so it was all growing to one side, and it got very lopsided and weird looking.
Oh, also, the Magnificum that I pollinated with Lux, You know, sometimes it like does the full cycle and then it puts out berries.
You said that it didn't take. I think it took. I think it took.
It better.
It looks like a fun, weird shape. So I think maybe it did. I really want it to because I want some really bad. We want some Lux hybrids, y'all. Just a whiny baby about it. I have my... So I posted on my Instagram story about how my Thai con that was in Lekka, I was like sitting on Instagram Live repotting it, or I was just like taking it out of the pot, had to cut it out. I also love how both of us haven't done our terrariums from plant con yet.
I'm like, if I put it next
we
to
need,
my bed,
okay,
I'll
we
do
need
it.
To go somewhere to get like supplies for it. Like, yeah. We need to make a run.
Because I tried to get supplies on Amazon and they don't really have it.
It's, yeah, we need to go somewhere. I sat there, I like took the pot off of it, and then I kind of was just like too tired to do anything with it. And I also didn't really have any supplies. I didn't have any like pond or any Lekka to do a repot anyways. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to put this in water for now. Come back to it. Well, like breakup happens and all that fun shit. And then I'm like, oh, this thing's rotting away. Like it is stinky. It smells so bad. I don't think I've had a worse plant smell. Like that's got to top it. It was, oh. I can just think of it now. So there's two of them. Okay. So it's like two plants in one and I had like separated them. Oh, they're just both rotting, like rapidly rotting. I popped them both. I cut them again recently, popped them both in like separate water things. One of them is putting out new roots. The leaves are finally not curled in and like dying one by one. Your light just turned off.
That one's on a separate schedule.
I think the other one's okay. I don't know. They seem to both be stable. Both my little ties. I'm like, damn it. I also had two other ones that I've been rehabbing. These tiny ones that were dying off at PQ that just like rotted to the core to like the tissue culture ones. They ended up sitting in the pond or not the pond with the pings in the cell wall, like in the water. So it's like, oh, they got too wet. So I had two of those in my grow tent and they were just like sitting in water and they were both rooting. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to put these in their own thing because they were in a communal cup with a bunch of other cuttings. Put them in another cup and I'm like, okay, I got to fill that up with water. Never fill it up with water. A couple days later, I'm like, oh my God, these are just dry. It's just been sitting in a cup with no water. So that was an oopsie. Hopefully they're okay. They were not happy. The roots were just like the dry ass SpongeBob. Not good. Yeah, not
water,
good.
I need it.
Oh, that's a good impression. That was good.
Which I don't do impressions.
That's great. I wish I could do impressions. I saw this girl on TikTok who like...
You do pretty good impressions.
She talks about like...
Your Taylor Swift impression the other day. Oh my God, that was spot on.
She talks about just like people's like speech patterns and how certain people like... I can't even think of an example. It's just like... help certain people talk alike or like hold their mouth in a different way and she'll just like transform into somebody else. I'm like, how do you do this?
No, I don't. I can't even
people
control
are crazy.
Myself, much less crazy.
Brandon and I went to a comedy club the other day.
It was so much fun.
Or like fun little stand-up
Who
thing.
Did we see?
What's his name? Sam something. I'm bad at last names.
Sam Feldman? Seldman?
Well,
he's a
local,
TikToker.
Yeah, a local TikToker. So funny. Some people reply to my story and they're like, he's local? And I'm like, yeah.
Apparently. We didn't know that. I didn't know that until he showed up on my Tinder.
Oh my God.
Sam.
Typical.
Shedler.
It was funny.
He's the one who does all like little boss babe skits.
Mm-hmm. Like, hi ladies. Like pretending to be an MLM on live stream. So funny. But he was good. Apparently he just started doing stand-up in like December.
And I was like,
funny.
This
like,
is
he owned the stage.
I was like, this
owned
is complete.
It.
Different from
own
your
it.
TikTok.
Just like Lisa Rinna. Own it.
I said what I said. No, he was amazing. Shockingly good. Like I thought it was gonna be good, but I was like my
does,
high
yeah,
expectations
he does
were
give a little like awkward vibes. So I'm like, oh no, is this gonna be like cringy?
No, because he showed up like 40 minutes before his set and he was like watching all the other people and
I was
like,
just standing in the back awkwardly. I was like, what's going on here? It was good.
It was so good.
Someday I'll do that, Brandon. I'll get the balls.
No.
And you're going to have to be the awkward
Nicole
friend.
Nicole was literally, as we were watching the show, like coming up with lines. And she was like
just
forming an entire set. And I was like, within a month, you will be on the stage.
That sounds like a nightmare. Like the dude who got up there and he turned around. He's like, oh, there's a lot of people in here. That would be me. I remember when he said that. And then he was standing there, like, holding onto his shorts all weird.
No, that was, he's like,
I know, America, you're in front of people and you need to stop fidgeting with your clothing.
Like, at least when people were like, this is my first time, I'm like, I'll give you a pass.
Yeah, it was fun, though. We had to sit through 20 people. I couldn't believe it. It did go by pretty, like, fast, though.
I would say 5 of them I would have paid to see.
Yeah, not bad. Some of them, it was, like, awkward. Some of them were just yelling at us. Some of us, I was uncomfortable. But, you know, it was good. We went through.
The one made me sweat.
I wish there were more girlies.
Yeah.
It was all men.
That was the MC. I was like, thank you for pointing that out.
They're every time she was just men. Like, she kept talking about white straight
She's
men.
She's like, here's another white straight man.
Oh, and then she got just drunker and drunker throughout the night. The words were just slurring more and more in between.
I don't even know what that was. I was like, girl.
It was entertaining.
It was. But then at the end of the night when I got singled out and had to have that whole conversation, I was like, girl, what are you talking about?
It was fun to get to know Deanna better. Shout out Deanna.
No, I was worried about how the night was going to go out. I was like, this will be really weird. I was like, Sam's going to be the buffer. But then we ended up having the best trio night ever.
Yeah. We're good.
I was telling Brenna, I was like, it was so fun. I wish you would have been there. And I was like, do I wish you would have been there?
Well, we ended up at fucking karaoke, which also was big hit or miss. Some people were killing it, and
it was like a 4-person rotation. They just kept going.
It was a Monday night.
It was like these 4 people just wanted to hear themselves shittily sing.
Like, one of them was the guy who was literally running it, the dude in the fedora who was awful. MCing. Oh yeah,
that one guy was good, but he only sang Eminem and Imagine Dragons. Those are like my least favorite songs.
I thought that was the Killers guy.
Oh yeah, no, he did do Killers too.
I think that was for me. He did one Killer song, and he could tell I was into it, and he's like, "Oh, bring on another one." But then he picks the saddest Killer song in the world. If you're wondering, it was Here With Me, and I was like, "Oh my god, okay, let's cry."
You couldn't have done any of the Guitar Hero classics.
Like, come on, even like, I don't know, Eye of the Tiger or something like. Journey, Don't Stop Believing, like just anything. I don't know.
Madonna, maybe like a Prayer.
I'm like, what about a Dancing Queen? Some ABBA? ABBA?
He would have done so good on any song.
We should have put in some requests. I'm like, I'm not going to get up there, but I might put in some requests.
It felt a little too towny.
For like downtown, I mean, it wasn't downtown Minneapolis. It was like Northeast Minneapolis. It was like, are we
in downtown
a small town?
Adjacent.
Yeah, it was. Like, you could walk downtown from there. I did feel like, oh, we're in the middle of nowhere, Wisconsin right now.
That's the vibes. Yeah. But then you look out the door and it's like a busy street.
Yeah. It was great. I don't know if I have any fucking plant updates. Let me see. I'm going to be moving my grow tents around a little bit, not selling them. Everyone's been selling their things and it just makes me sad.
Oh, no. It's just constant.
Constant.
Well, actually, I have to show you this post. Well, if I can find it. It was on the Minnesota Fish Keepers page.
Ooh, drama.
This person was like, I'm downsizing. And they showed a picture of like their fish tank room.
Was it the my band teacher in Eau Claire?
No, it was a girl from like St. Cloud area.
Okay.
Imagine my room, but triple the size, but instead of plants, it's fish tanks.
Dang. And she's like, I'm getting rid of my fish tanks or like just fish in general.
And I was like, oh my God, wild. There's so many tanks. Like in the picture, you can see at least 20 fish tanks. It's like the cabinets, but they're fish tanks.
Dang. That's a lot to maintain.
And like bing, bing,
bing.
Can you
imagine having to like maintain like more than like one or two of those? And just like it would have to be an all day thing cleaning the fish tanks.
I would die. I would have to be a...
Because even like watering plants isn't an all day thing.
I was going to say I'd have to be a dink, but I'd have to be a disink, a double single income.
Oh.
Like just a rich person.
Yeah.
So I had like...
Double income, no kids.
I'd need double income with one person and I don't work with no kids.
double income, but one person's working. A disink, a dink. Oh my God. I did get some new plants recently because.
Wait, you did?
I was feeling sad. Well, I posted them on TikTok like a couple weeks ago, but it was like a couple new Hoyas.
Oh, from work?
Some new, yeah. And then I went to Tonkadale for their 4th off 4th sale. I got a little Tordum. And before the 25% off, it was $39.99. This Tordum, it was a good size. I was like, okay, Tonkadale. Got one. And then I also got a random Hoya there. Hoya.
No, I do want a cutting of that Hoya. I remember you showing me it. And I was like, yeah, ooh.
It was only like $16. What the hell? I know I'm not going to remember it, but it was an interesting one. It's on my Tiki Talk. I'd never heard of it. But I got some fun new begonias. We got a new supplier at PQ, and I got some fun begonias. And I'm like, okay, I'm into it. Yeah.
Well, I just have a lot of new aquatic plants. I'm growing some dwarf hair grass. Those two little patches in the front.
Cute. Are they going to start like creeping along?
Hopefully. Apparently, they're really hard to get growing, but now that I have CO2, I think
they look rooted in there and stable, hopefully.
Yeah, they actually were pretty easy. All those plants floating, I'm going to give to Leah for her fish tank.
Nice.
Except the betas fucking love them. So I'm like,
you're going to have to get some floaters. Everyone's always like free floaters.
Do you see where the snail is? It's on the far right.
Yeah, it's going up there. She's a runner. She's a track star. You need to get some floaters.
A lot of the floaters are like menaces.
Like, because they grow like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you should need to get some floaters or just make sure you're rooting more cuttings up there. They like it. Okay, so I did think of something. I saw on, you know, all the plant babies on Instagram.
Yeah.
So she posted that she's getting rid of her giant ass, like, Calathea orbifolia. And was like, kind of like talking about how sad it is that once you've gotten a plant to this big specimen size, it's almost like you haven't won, you've lost. Because now you don't have space for that plant anymore and you have to get rid of it. And I was like, oh, that's the saddest shit I've ever fucking heard. And then I was looking around at all my plants that I'm like, oh my God, someday, like, you're going to be too big. Like, what am I going to do when I can't keep, like, what am I going to do?
Shove them in the corner. You make them tortured.
You torture them.
I cut off four leaves.
But then it's sad because then what if I end up, because I keep a plant too long and it just, I can't care for it because it's too big. And then I just end up watching it slowly die. Like, that's depressing as hell. I was looking around just my big plants, like my big, my big Capria. That thing's huge.
My Capria, it died after repotting it. I did keep a little chunk that had some nodes and I put it in the,
In the bin.
Hopefully something happens. In the bin.
But yeah, that big one, like my Mexicanum on the floor, I put it on the floor. It's like as tall as me now.
Well,
like, what the hell? Certain things. I mean, I just chop them back or just take the top cut, get rid of the bottom. I don't know.
The Mexicanums won't stop.
Yeah, they grow like crazy. Yeah, it's too much.
I chopped it off and I said, here you go, Sam. Enjoy a cutting or three.
Yeah, they grow like a weed, the Mexicanums. But they're fun. I like mine. I've had mine for a while.
I do enjoy it. I just need to repot it.
But I just need to get rich and get a big ass house so then I can keep. I need to have like a little conservatory in my house.
So if any construction companies are trying to sponsor us, please let us know.
I've seen it. I've seen people do big sponsorships with big greenhouses. And I'm like, hello, can I get that? Maybe someday. I'm manifesting. We're manifesting it.
I feel like we should have already had this.
Big greenhouse?
Yeah.
If we were like go-getters, yeah.
We are not go-getters. That's the issue.
That's one thing. Like,
we're
good idea bitches. We're
we would be
visionaries. Is that a good thing?
We would be really good people to give managers ideas.
We need a manager.
So if you're trying to be our manager.
The thing about management is like you don't get paid till we get paid. So as long as you're okay with that.
You can have a 25% cut, 50% cut. It's God damn. More work than we're doing.
We already got to split it up.
30%. 33%. We'll split it three ways.
We're the talent. Oh, God. I mean, that's probably how certain contracts are like, especially with the managers that are like stealing from their clients.
Selena.
Ooh. A drama. I forgot I have a little drinky.
This episode is sponsored by High Noon.
What would you do without me?
Die.
I was just going to say, I'm like bring up a topic.
Oh.
Put on the spot.
I'll just stare at Brandon like,
oh my God.
Your turn.
I have a topic. Our new t-shirts.
Oh yeah, we got David sent us his Taylor Swift inspired cute ass merch.
I'm wearing this to the gym tomorrow.
I think anyway. You can get it on Plant Proper.
PV Plant Guy.
Mm-hmm.
At, is that his website too? Does he have a website?
No, I said I think he sells his merch on Plant Proper.
Oh.
The website.
Yeah. We could be wrong. But
I don't know. I think that's what he told me.
Well, you're probably right. I'm wrong.
No, but it's so cute. And I wore it the other day out in public and someone's like, we have some actual Taylor merch here. And I was like, oh my God, you do? Yeah. And they're like, oh my God, actually some Barbie stuff too. I like all over this gift shop. I don't see
where
any.
Were you?
I was downtown White Bear at Good Things. If you're local, you know what I'm talking about. I'm looking around everywhere. I'm like, okay, oh my God, where? I'm running around. I don't see any Barbie or any Taylor Swift stuff. I think this dude was punking me and he was lying. And I also like walk by a girl who has actual Taylor merch on. I'm like, oh. And then Isabella goes, aren't you embarrassed? And I'm like, no. Should I be?
There was a 7-year-old girl next to me who had a small Taylor Swift shirt on, which was like a dress on her. And I was like, you motherfucking C-U-N-D.
Oh my God. Brayden's maybe a little better still.
The same.
We could still be going to Europe.
So bitter.
She announced so many more dates. Isn't Paramore going to be opening?
Well, Paramore was opening for some of the U.S. tour.
Look at that little fishy. Once I edit these pictures, it's going to be so good. Good not. So good. I should just be a fish photographer.
No, I'm so bad at photographing them.
Photographing? I mean, they do. Oh my God, look at the snail is like right there in the middle. And the one fish was like, what are you doing?
Oh my God, look at
what the hell are you doing?
Look at them. Look at them. Look at them.
Oh my God, I just pushed it down.
Little crazies. They're so crazy.
They do. No, now they're just both like.
Well, I was like, what if they get stuck in these weeds?
They're not. They're too smart. They're not that dumb.
They're not the male bettas. The male bettas are dumb as a box.
Oh my God,
of
they're
rocks.
Literally just like, let's play like freeze. Oh.
Well, like if any other, I feel like all the other fish are like sharks. Like if they stop moving, they'll die.
Yeah, the bettas are just like, I'm just going to chill. I'm just going to like freeze for a little bit.
We're just going to rest.
Relatable. These guys are going to town. What are these ones on the bottom?
Which ones?
The ones that look like little catfish.
Oh, they're the salt and pepper corys. They're my favorite. They're so cute.
Oh, look at them up there. Ah!
Oh, go, 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 go.
He got the zoomies.
Well, I think.
Let him go. He's putting on a show. He knows we're watching.
It's a girl. They're all girls.
Sorry. It's giving male energy. She's a mask.
No, they are. They're the most aggressive.
She's like a hey mama's lesbian. Which, by the way, Izzy said that I am that. And I'm like, no, I am not.
You're not a mama's. Oh, maybe, my God.
Maybe if I get a neck tattoo and shave the back of my head.
Yeah, shave the sides.
I'm like, just because I wear my hair in a bun, it's because I'm autistic. I'm not a hey mama's. I just don't like my hair on my neck. I dress very feminine. I'm not a hey mama's. I'm not a player. I'm not that. Everyone's on, all the straights are on Google, on the Urban Dictionary, like, what is lame, mamas?
No, I had to look it up.
No, if you look it up on TikTok, you're not going to find the actual one. You're just going to find people making fun of them and, like, doing, like, dressing up like them. My gosh, look at you go. Ah, I just love watching little fish.
No,
oh my gosh, look at him go.
Ugh. I really need to do a live stream of this. Just take my spare phone.
Have you
phone.
Not named them yet?
No, I haven't. You should help me.
You should. Oh, it's got to be Real Housewives names. Yeah, right. Wait, which one's Rinna?
Okay, so we got four. Who we got? An Erica Jane. Which one's the Erica Jane? I feel like the
one that hides and is really cute and spiky. That's Erica Jane.
Yes. Yeah, yep. I was thinking
that's
the same
Erica
thing.
Jane.
We need a Kyle Richards, Elisa Rinna, and who's my fourth favorite Beverly Hills housewife? Oh, who's God. A bully?
That's got to be Rinna, the one that's just going nuts all the time.
We got a Vanderpump. The Vanderpump is a big one.
The big chunker that's right there?
Yeah.
I wish the one that I just never see.
That one's the marble, the koi one. It's technically a koi beta.
God. Ugh. Rena's going nuts. It's like Rena with the bell. Vanderpump is not having any of it. She said, you cow.
Yeah.
Who did she call a cows?
Dorit. Of all people.
Okay. I feel so bad, but like also not. The fact that also, her name is Dorit, I just think Dorito. And I know she probably gets that a lot. Dorito.
The pregnant guppy has to be a teddy.
Yeah, just always look at it. Look,
it's like
it can't even go higher than that. It's just like, ah, my it's god. Just, okay, Erica, coming out. Even though there's like so much rumors going around, just fish commentary.
Hope you are enjoying this.
This is true. I mean, people like their adventures. We're very descriptive. Oh my god, how are we at 45 minutes? I was like, we're not gonna do it. We're not even gonna get to 30 minutes. Oh my gosh. Okay, what is this Hoya that's chilling up here? Is that a Shepherdii?
No.
Or is that a Wayetii?
Yeah, it's a Wayetii, non-variegated.
Cute. Are you sure?
I think so.
It looks like a Shepherdii.
It might be. I don't know.
The way that it's like curved. You have to wait for a flower. Have you gotten one?
No.
Okay, so you'll see. We'll see. No. My goodness. The Lisas are getting intimate.
They're BFFs now.
Like in real life or like the
no,
fish?
No, the fish. Lisa and Eric are BFFs.
I did see that. Aren't there like, are their birthdays back to back?
Yes, they call themselves Thelma and Louise.
Yeah. I follow Rena on, I don't like to follow celebrities online. Oh, the one back there. Which one are we calling that? The koi?
The marble one?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Wait, who did you say your favorite ones are?
Well, I want a Kyle Richards fish, but I don't think I have a Kyle Richards fish.
No, I don't think any of them are giving Kyle Richards. Maybe the one in the middle that's just always chilling right here. With the really like...
The electric blue ram.
Mm-hmm.
Always present. So yeah, that could be a Kyle.
Always present and like kind of like bringing the whole tank together. I don't know who your other favorites are. Or if you need to pick one from another franchise.
You know who the marble one is?
Hmm.
Ariana.
Oh, from Vanderpump?
Mm-hmm.
It's Ariana. Just back there, just getting her bag, doing the damn thing. How long until I get some fish? Maybe when I move into my next place.
Yeah, I wish my... Last tank I had wouldn't have been so destroyed because, like, I think you would have really enjoyed it, but it was just a little bit too...
Fucked up?
Yeah.
I get it. I don't know how expensive they are.
This tank was, like, if I had to total it, probably $1,500.
Jesus, Brandon. But I mean, use your Amazon, though,
Amazon
right?
Paid for most of it, thank God. Yeah. But
shout out Jeff.
Jeffy, you better get that ring. You better fight for me.
Okay, is it Jeff Bezos versus Elon Musk?
No, it's Zuckerberg versus Musk.
Oh.
Because the picture I sent you today was Zuckerberg looking...
Oh, my God!
Minus his face,
that
fine
one
as hell.
That just flew up to the top. I thought it was going to fly right out. Crazy.
Crazy.
Ah! They're so... God, you scared me.
Yeah, I had a cough coming up. It's the smoke. Wildfire. Anyway, should we wrap this up?
Yeah, we can wrap this up. I feel like we're running out of things. And I don't
know.
Oh,
no, I just
got
blood on my duvet cover because I picked my toe.
Relatable.
Look at my toes bleeding.
Relatable. I'm the worst. Do you have a review?
Oh, my God. Let's pull up a review. I know we have one.
You need to start taking more pictures of your plants and sharing them online, Brandon.
I do need to. I'm just
even on your stories. Like people just want to see what's up.
I'm just really bad at everything.
Almost like 10,000 followers on Instagram now. Like, come on. Otherwise, if y'all are listening, go follow the podcast on Instagram. Where are we growing? We're almost at 2,000 followers. I said this last time. I'm very disappointed.
Yeah, You guys, what the follow hell? Us. What do you do?
Less than like 10
when you
people.
Type in where on podcasts, we're the third.
Okay,
search.
It's probably because you've looked it up so much.
No, it's not.
Whatever. I don't know how anything works.
Okay. Oh shit. Did we read Good Ashley's air. Review?
I don't know.
For who we met at Houston? I don't think we did. Okay, so we're going to read Ashley's review. She is one of our amazing fans. We met at PlantCon in Houston, and it said we could be best friends.
Oh, I love that.
I love, love, love this podcast. You guys are really... You guys are...
Wow. Okay, there's a shrimp on the floor. Sorry. Oh,
I think it's because the betas are like hunting the shrimp and then the shrimp like fly out. There's two. There's actually two shrimp on the floor. There's one right next to the Crocs. Anyway, where you start? I love, love, love this podcast. You guys are what really made me brave enough to try new plants. I totally think we could be BFFs if I lived in Minnesota. And after meeting y'all at PlantCon, I know we could. Keep up the great content. Love you guys.
Oh my God, love that.
We love you, Ashley.
Try all the plants. If you kill it, who cares? It's fine.
You live in southern Texas by the ocean. You can raise whatever you want. Outside.
Yeah, just chuck it outside. Where can people find you on the interwebs, Brandon?
You can find me at BrandonBotanical.com. Brandon Botanical on Instagram, YouTube, and the TikTok. More YouTube content to come. I got a new camera.
Ooh.
I keep saying that, but.
You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, and Threads. Go follow me on Threads.
I haven't gotten Threads yet.
I got it. Go get me. I'm going to be just like talking shit all the time.
I should get
personal,
it.
Personal shit. Go get it. Love it. Love y'all. Go buy our merch too. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay.